T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cut the music because I'm in a ticked off mood. If you've been following me on Twitter, Dustin's here, and we don't care. Nobody cares who's here. Nobody cares who's on the board. We're not saying that. It doesn't matter. Dustin, I'm going to say a quick hello to you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Better than
you.
You're
right? Okay, listen. I've been ranting on Twitter for about an hour, and I'm sick of all this. You know, first of all, I'm angry again, and I'm going to keep saying this, that I can't curse on the radio. I don't like that I can't curse on the radio. It's ridiculous that I can't curse on the radio. And if you think it's the proper move that I can't curse on the radio, then I don't like you either. If you think we need to be Pollyanna, that we can't curse on the radio because the dopey FCC and because these dopey Pollyanna people who, God forbid, their ears get bloodied by me cursing on the radio, well, I don't like those people either, because I really want to curse right now, and it's killing me. It is literally killing me inside that I cannot curse in this moment. You see, there's a problem here. The problem is that people hear whatever the bleep they want to hear, right? So I could come on the air Friday, and you and I could do a dance, a jig, and sing and act like buffoons and say that the Browns, if they beat the Steelers, they could win 12 games. We're excited. And all these dopes on Twitter who say we're too critical, we don't hear from them on Friday. We don't hear from them. Well, who do we hear from? We hear from the people that say we're going too far. You guys are getting carried away. But then the Browns stink. They're terrible. They don't just lose. What do you expect, Adam? They're playing a Super Bowl contender. What do you expect, Dustin? They're playing a Super Bowl contender. How about I expect to lose by only 10? Can they lose by 10 instead of 30? Can they lose? Is that too much to ask, Dustin Fox? Is that too much to ask?
Well, the spread was three and a half.
Okay.
So you think that they would be like within a touchdown, hopefully.
You think we would have crushed them if they would have lost 38-35? You think we would have beat them up on Monday if they would have lost by 3 points? No. They didn't lose. They got demolished. They got humiliated. They got spit in the face. They got kicked in the you-know-whats, and they did nothing about it. They went home with their tail between the legs. So we were critical. But what did we also say? We said the team still got a lot of talent. We said that the team should perform better, that we expect more because they got a lot of talent. And we both said yesterday that we still think this team can go to the playoffs. I know I said it. I think you said it as well. That they could still win 10 games and go to the playoffs because they got enough talent, right? We were critical of Baker Mayfield, continue to be critical of Baker Mayfield because he needs to play better. But what do I see? Oh, you're too negative. You're a Bengals fan. I don't care what you think. You're a D-bag, okay? If that's your take, you're a D-bag. Because what does it have to do with I'm a Bengals fan? I'm a self-loathing Bengals fan. Don't you know this? I hate that I root for the Bengals. Absolutely hate it. I hate it. I hate the fact I'm a Bengals fan almost as much as I hate the Steelers, the Cardinals, and the Yankees. I hate Mike Brown. I hate Zach Taylor. I now hate Geno Atkins. I hate Carlos Dunlap. I'm going a little too far. I don't really hate those guys, but yeah, I do hate Mike Brown.
Hate's a pretty strong term.
I do hate Mike Brown. I dislike the others right now. Hate's too strong, but I'm rolling. All right. So I am so sick of this. If you criticize, if you tell the truth that you're being negative, like you have some agenda. I got some dope on Twitter telling me, oh, you're looking for clicks. What clicks am I looking for, Dustin? I don't run a website. I do have adamthebull.com. Check it out. But but I'm not looking for clicks. I haven't even updated it in a year. What the hell am I doing? I'm not updating my website. That's a bad job out of me. I should be looking for clicks on my website, but I'm not. I give you my opinions. I have never once in 9-plus years on this station, in 20 years in this business, not once have I ever said something on the radio that I did not believe. Not once. Never. I never have. I'm not a freaking phony like half the people out there, and it's been to my own detriment. It's hurt my career. I could be a phony. I could kiss everybody's ass. I could change my mind every 2 days and pretend I didn't have that opinion, but I call myself out when I'm wrong. I do it all the time, and I give my honest opinion always, and that's what it's about, not being a freaking phony, not playing an actor's role for TV like some of these idiot national guys. I don't care about them. I keep it real, always. I got no agendas. And if you don't like it, you think it's being too negative, well, bleep you. I don't care. I'm going to always do it to my own detriment, and I don't care because I keep it real always, being too negative. Was I too negative when I said the Browns could win 12 games, when I picked them to beat the Steelers like an idiot on Friday?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
What do you want us to have, low expectations? We think they should lose by 30.
Like, we did our pick segment on Friday. You, not only did you say they're going to cover the spread, you picked them to win the game outright. I mean, how embarrassing of a take by you?
Terrible.
Mr. Negativity. Mr.
Terrible.
Negative.
But I'm too negative. You're too negative. You hate the Browns. You're like, I don't care about the Bengals. I don't. I mean, I care, like, emotionally, because I rooted for the team as a kid when I didn't know any better. It was my dopey father got me into them. And what am I going to do? It's part of your soul. As if you root for a team growing up, you know. I could be a phony and pretend maybe I was a Bengals fan as a kid or a Patriots fan as a kid or a Dolphins fan as a kid. And now I can pretend I'm a Browns fan and be a total phony about it if that's what you all want. Should I be a phony? Should we come on every Monday and say, yay, Baker's great. He's so awesome. I love his commercials. I love his beard. I love his wife that knows nothing about Cleveland, but she decides to criticize people that are criticizing him. Yeah, okay, well, she tells me to be patient and not criticize, so yeah, fine, that's okay, I won't. That's all right, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, Cleveland Browns authority. She's the authority, okay, good. I don't even know where I'm going at this point, Dustin, but I'm so – and unlike Baker, who said this today, when he was asked about criticism for the national media, he said this.
I don't give a damn what they say. It's within this building. We know we can be better. I know I can be better, and that's how it's going to be handled. The outside noise doesn't matter. They get paid to talk. We get paid to do our work, so that's how it's going to be handled.
Okay, let me say that again, because nobody understands this, because there's no nuance on Twitter. I don't care that he said it. I'm not criticizing him for saying what he said. That was probably the right thing to say. All I said on Twitter was, I don't believe him. Of course he cares. Listen to the way he said it. First of all, everybody cares. I'll admit it. The haters I get on Twitter drives me crazy. Makes me so angry. I want to jump through the Twitter and strangle somebody. I really do. And hopefully it's not somebody that's going to want to strangle me back, but it might be. I get so angry by the haters. I'll admit it. I probably shouldn't, because that's not the thing you do on radio. Don't admit that people bother you. Well, it does. It really bothers me. And it bothers him too. 100%. You could tell by his answer. I don't care that he gave that answer. What should he have said? Say whatever he wants. I'm just telling you, I don't believe him. Because most of us that are in the public eye, whether it's Baker, who's in a much bigger public eye than I am, or you and me, we don't like the criticism. We understand that it's fair sometimes. Sometimes I get criticized, it's fair. Sometimes he gets criticized, it's fair. Sometimes it becomes personal, that's not fair. But most people care about the criticism, and if they tell you they don't, they're lying. And it's fine that he doesn't want to admit that. I'm okay with that, but I'm just telling you I don't believe him. That's it.
Yeah, clearly he cares about what people say. Take a breather there, buddy boy. You're going to have a heart attack. You almost didn't work today because you're feeling a little under the weather. Now you're going to have a heart attack because you come on the air and you're going crazy.
I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling great. I'm sucking up and working today.
I wasn't feeling great last night. Yeah, I know. You're feeling ornery today, and what you did was you are what I would define a masochist, okay? You're in a bad mood. You don't feel good. And so in your mind, you wanted to beat yourself up, so you went on social media. You started tweeting some stuff about the Browns. Then you started looking at your mentions. Then you're getting pissed off, and you let yourself get more angry and more angry and more angry. You wanted it. You asked for this. Like, you brought this on yourself. You deserve all of this. You are a person that wants to be miserable. Today is a day that you want to be miserable. Yeah. I'm going to try to bring you out of this. We're going to have some good, fun conversations later. But right now, you just want to be angry. You're triggered right now. You're triggered. And you want to go nuts.
I hate that particular word, but
it's true.
The rest of what you said, I agree with. It's surprisingly insightful. Yes, there is true. I am a masochist to some degree. There's no doubt about that. And I was
You were already in a bad mood, and you're like, you know what? I deserve to get even more mad. Bring it on. Bring it on. Let me check these mentions. All these dopey, dumbass Browns fans are pissing me off. I'm going to go back at these guys. Oh, well, anyway.
But, Dustin, here's what drives me bananas. When people say, you guys are too tough on it. Dustin, you have lived in other places. Do you know what the Philadelphia, New York, Boston media is like to the teams there? They're a million times tougher than people in this town.
My first game I played in Philadelphia, I told you the story, the fans were booing me.
Yes.
I never played a game. They told me I sucked.
Yes.
In warm-ups. Yes. I had done nothing. Just showed up. Like, yes, it's different in other places. Browns fans kiss the players' asses even if they suck.
They do. Not all of them. There's a lot of fans that are mad about how the team played.
Well,
But there's a lot of fans that kiss the team's ass no matter what.
The loud minority seems to be kissing the players' asses
100%.
Every day.
I'm sick of that. I'm not paid to be on the radio to be a freaking cheerleader for the Browns. When they do well, I'll tell you they do well. When they're doing poorly, we're going to tell you that too. I'm not waving any freaking pom-poms here and a cheer. I don't work for the freaking Browns. The Browns can kiss my you-know-what. Go win, and then we'll love you. You lose, that's it. I don't work for Jimmy Haslam. I don't work for you know, son-in-law. I don't work for any of them. I don't owe them nothing. I owe nobody on the Browns a thing. I don't work for them. They don't pay me. So I'll say whatever I want as long as it's fair, and I always will. I'm in nobody's pocket. Nobody.
There's nothing you said that has not been fair. You've been more – what's funny is, like, for years people would call me the homer on the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. They'd say that I'm just, you know – whatever you want to say. I'm the homer, okay? So I'm always, like, positive on the Browns and stuff. And maybe that's true. I don't know. I am from this area, so I do have a little soft spot for the Browns. But in general, I try to call it like it is. And in this situation, this season, you have been way more positive on the Browns than me. Now, listen, I get it that you're a little bit louder than me. And so, like, when you could say something like, you know what? The Browns are freaking awesome. People would hear that and be like, man, why is he being so negative?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just a little louder than me.
Right.
I think I tend to be a little bit more calmer and cooler than you at times. But you've been more positive on the team than I have been. You know?
That's true.
I mean, you picked them to win. I picked them to lose on Friday. I picked them to lose the game. I thought it'd be close, not a 30-point blowout. But you picked them to win the game.
Yep.
You're still high on the team. Folks, we talk off the air, Adam and I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this is a joke. You're like, they're not that good. And Bull's like, you know what? They're still going to win 10, 11 games. They're going to go to the playoffs. I mean, you're still high on the team. These people that are calling you out are
morons. Don't want to hear it. And they think, oh, well, he roots for the Bengals, so he really doesn't care. Dustin, you know me well enough. If I was working in that crap hole of Cincinnati and doing sports talk there, you think I'd
be
crushing
nice
to the
team?
Bengals?
No, God, no. You're not nice to him now. Folks, Adam and I are on a text with Keith. Our little group chat for our show, right? And we talk, you know, on the air, off the air, all the time. Like, on Sundays, I'll be, like, texting Bull. I'm like, man, Burrow looks good. You're like, you're like, nah, he's going to blow it.
Right.
Not that good. You're like, they're not that good. This defense sucks. You know, like, that's what you never get too high on the team.
If I were working in Cincinnati, I would be destroying that team. I'd be destroying a bunch of players. I'd be calling for Zach Taylor to be fired. And, no, you want the Browns to trade Njoku for John Ross because you're a Bengals fan. Yeah, David Njoku is going to turn around the Bengals. Yes, that's exactly. I'm trying to screw over the Browns by having them trade their third-string tight end. There's my grand sabotage to screw up the Browns. Oh, my God. All right. Woo! Let's take a breather.
Hey, let's take a breather. Let's here, let's take a deep breath together. Ready? One, two,
ready.
Three. One, two, three.
Oh, all right. I got all that out. I got
good
water during the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.